And it's time for our coaches' shows. And we've got Mason Miller with us, head coach of the West Plains Zizzer varsity boys basketball team. Good morning.
Morning.
Here we are. It's Friday. And boy, we're headed towards the end of January.
Yeah. It's going by fast.
Oh, it does. Now, kind of recapping, a week ago, tonight you were at Ozark.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good win.
Yeah, I will take any one we can get. Went to Ozark, a team we haven't played for a couple years. Last time we played them was in the Republic tournament in 2022. Went down there, Class 6 team. Always well respected in that area. I'm always one of the top programs in that area. They got a new coach and Coach Jamie Donnelly, who I think does a really good job. I was actually I worked with him my 1 year as a Kickapoo, so I've known him for a little bit. Varsity game. We stayed in to the very end. And ended up winning on tip-in at the buzzer. So that was a nice one to kind of end on. And then this past Tuesday we played at home against Camdenton.
Mm-hmm.
I think was up 19. I think we were up 45 to 26, I think, something like that at halftime. Like we played really good in that first half. We moved the ball. We played defense. We held their best player 2 points. Camdenton got hot. The Poe kid, the sophomore who's a good player, is one guy on our scouting report that we cannot let touch the ball. Ended up getting hot, especially in that third quarter. They got back in the game and we ended up winning by 5.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just
basketball.
That's basketball,
you know. And the great equalizer is the 3-ball, mm-hmm. you know. And you and I were talking that games are like the Camdenton game. You know, you're feeling pretty good about it. Mm-hmm. You go into the locker room, and not a whole lot needs to be said other than just keep doing. You know, we're going to make these adjustments right here,
mm-hmm.
but just, you know, keep your focus. Da 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 da. But yet, they come back.
Yep, came back and we did enough at the very end to seal it, and then tonight we take on a really good Parkview team,
and it's Hoop Queen.
Yep, or Midwinter. Midwinter.
Midwinter. Yeah. That's right.
I know there's multiple names depending on where you're at, but we got our Midwinter tonight.
Yeah,
And it is at the high school. It's not the Civic Center. It is at the high school.
And that's going to be between the JV and varsity game, or before the varsity, or before
midwinter.
Yeah.
So it is actually at halftime of the varsity game. So,
see, I don't like that.
Yeah. But
that's me. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Here, I'm,
but it's at halftime of the varsity game. So the halftime of the varsity game will probably be a little extended than it usually is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we play at Parkview. It's a 3-game night, a 4:30 start. Come out, support your Zizzers.
Yeah, and it'll be on the radio, mm-hmm. KDY 102.5, and also live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. Well, then next week is the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Classic, and you and your Zizzers got the 2 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, I just looked at it. Monday, it's Liberty and Mountain Grove at 6, and then Hartville Marshfield at 7:30. Tuesday, it's Norwood Mountain Grove at 6, West Plains Marshfield at 7:30. Nobody plays Wednesday. Thursday, Liberty Norwood at 6, West Plains Hartville at 7:30. That Thursday night is going to be, of course, you know, we got to get there, but yeah. That Thursday night's going to be some fun.
Yeah, for sure. And we're excited. And I appreciate Coach Openshaw and, mm-hmm. and their AD Brian Rogers for giving us the opportunity to be in this tournament.
Yeah.
It's always a well organized tournament. But going to next week. I mean, obviously we're not looking past Parkview, but I mean, looking at next week, we'll play Marshfield on Tuesday, and then we'll play Hartville on Thursday. Both teams we've seen before. Mm-hmm. In the last time we played in the Blue and Gold, we saw both of them. So I mean, we know them, but they also know us.
Yeah. And now the Mount Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Classic will conclude Saturday, mm-hmm. 4, 5:30, and 7. It'll be the consolation third place game and then the championship. But mm-hmm. It's also a JV tournament
Yes.
And the JV will be playing in the old gym.
Correct. And it's basically a flip version of the varsity. So our JV will play at 6 o'clock,
yeah,
on that Tuesday, and then our varsity will play at 7:30 that night. Again, both against on Tuesday, it's against Marshfield at 6, mm-hmm. and then Marshall's varsity at 7, and then that Thursday it'll be Hartville's JV at 6 o'clock in the old high school gym, and then at 7:30 in the arena.
And some of you Zizzer fans out there, you've not maybe got to see the Mount Grove Palace. It's really, really nice.
It's beautiful. I mean, whenever.
Oh my goodness.
We went there for a seed meeting, and you walk in there. You go through that north entrance. You walk in there, and then they got those big windows where it overlooks a football field, yeah. And it's pretty.
Recessed floor, mm-hmm. lots of seating, plenty of room, big floor. I mean, it's the nicest gym around here.
Yep, for sure. I mean, you obviously got to throw for it. We're talking about nice gyms. I mean, obviously, I like Kabul's gym. I mean, it's an older gym, but it's a beautiful gym. I mean, Houston's new gym's nice.
Yes. Lots. I mean, there's mm-hmm. so many new gyms kind of springing up around. You know, I mean, Mount Grove, Houston. I mean, Kabul's not new. Liberty's not new, mm-hmm. but I mean,
both nice
they're
gyms.
Very nice mm-hmm. gyms. You know, there's, and more, I think more and more schools, it's that time, you know, I mean, Ava's gym was built in the late 60s, early 70s, you know, I'm going just through the mm-hmm. local Thayer's gym, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of schools are now in the discussion about, well, it's time, you mm-hmm. know, and, some will probably just refurb what they've got, mm-hmm. you know, but others are looking to just build a new gym, you know, to
yeah.
get up to date,
yes.
so to speak. And but the problem with all that, it's very expensive.
It is very expensive. I mean, I know if you and even if you go look up around Springfield too. There's a lot of new gyms up there,
but there's a lot of old ones.
But there's a lot of old ones. I mean, if you just look at SPS, Springfield Public Schools. I mean, every single one of their gyms were. I mean, you go to the pit all the way from the pit all the way. I mm-hmm. think the newest gym in that district is Kickapoo's,
yeah.
which I think was built in the early 70s.
Yeah,
but still. I mean, there's a lot of older gyms, but they've done a really good job of maintaining. I mean, West Plains too. I mean, within the last, I mean, we redid our floor about 5 years ago, yeah. 6 years ago.
Yeah.
The one thing about gyms is if you take care of it, take care of an older gym, that's your home space. You can keep it pretty nice.
Yeah. What's your favorite gym? I mean, aside from your home floor, but what? What's one gym that you walk in and you go, wow, you know, it's just what one really takes you back a step or two?
I mean, there's several we go to. I could probably list about five. I'm a Rogersville alum.
That's a beautiful gym.
I mean, that's one gym I was raised in. Mm-hmm. So I always loved that gym. I love Willard's gym. It almost looks like it. Also reminds me of old Heiser gym,
yeah,
or old Weiser gym in yeah. Drury, with almost I call it the aircraft area, yeah. aircraft carrier dome, where they have the movable goals.
Yeah,
I like that gym. I love Republic's gym. That's another nice gym. It's big. It's open.
I like Lebanon. Yeah, Lebanon's got a. It's one of those 70s.
Yep.
You know. But how it was constructed, how it was built, I like that because they got the crowd at the one end. Mm-hmm. For the, I like that.
Yeah. Hey, that gym, and then have you ever been to Buffalo's gym?
No, I have not.
It's almost a mixture between Lebanon and Central. It's almost kind of like a pit.
Yeah.
But it's a full wraparound. And supposedly they've done some remodeling there. So, but that's another really cool gym.
I loved recessed floors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like that. It's really cool, you know, and the history that goes behind a lot of these gyms. Well, tonight, again, Midwinter, mm-hmm. and Parkview, what is Parkview? I mean, are they a five out? Are they, what are they? What are you expecting to see from them?
Yeah, well, they're really athletic. They got guys who want to get out and they want to run, and they love to push the ball in transition. They're gonna try to trap you. Mm-hmm. They're gonna use their length and their speed and try to use it against you. But they're gonna try to book it up and down as much as they can and try to get transition layups will be their goal. But then half court offensively, they have several good players. They have a point guard who Carlito, who is, I mean, and just on film, he's got a really quick first step. He's kind of their centerpiece. Doesn't really look to score the ball a whole lot, but loves to try to get to the paint. And they got several other key good pieces to go around Carlito and kind of the rest of the team. But they're going to push it. And Coach Shaq Simpson, he's a Kickapoo alum, but he does a really good job there. I mean, they won our district last year. They were on our conference last year. He does a really good job. They're going to push the ball in transition and guard your man most of the night.
Well, and, you know, we've kind of reached that part of the season where it's going to be pretty much conference play for the most part in a week or so on out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about positioning yourself for that district tournament, you know, getting the best seed that you can get to increase chances of advancing. But, you know, that's what's on everyone's mind. That's why, you know, now each game there's more emphasis, the importance of each game.
Mm-hmm.
It just gets a little higher each week, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. We have Parkview, who's a district team, and then with our change in our conference, we have
a lot of your conference is in your district.
We do. Carl Junction. I mean, that's a team we never really see. Hasn't been our district in the past few years. They were in our football district this past year, and they're also in our basketball district.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Hillcrest. Hillcrest is also in our district as well. Looking back at December, I mean, we had, Willard's in our district. You also have Central, who we don't play. Our conference is pretty solid overall. Our district's pretty solid overall.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to take it one game at a time.
Right on. Tonight, Midwinter. And that's all going to get started 4 o'clock, right?
4:30
with the freshmen, then the JV, then varsity. And come on out. Support your West Plains Zizzers. Coach Miller, everybody, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Hey, we got some more rock and roll that's coming at you.